What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. So great to have you here. We're going to cover a fun topic today, okay? This is for all of the leaders that are out there, all of those that are doing all of the fabulous things for others. Just the brilliant souls, okay, that are not just thinking about themselves, but are getting out of their own way and making something happen for other people. This one goes out to you. All right. For those of you that are new here, welcome to the God's Vibes podcast. There is something fun that we do here on the podcast. We have something called the God's Vibes Hotline. Okay. Same podcast, just different day. But what we do is we record episodes live together. So you can literally fill out a form and join me live. We do keep these anonymous. You don't have to worry about your privacy. But when you have the courage to get up here and ask a question and get coached, what you receive, how you can shift in a moment is truly profound. And people can benefit and get a breakthrough just from listening from to your breakthrough. So you can fill out a form. There is a link in the show notes below called the God's Vibes Hotline. Let us know when you would like to book the call, what you would like to talk about, and then just show up and we'll coach you through it. So coaching is totally free. And you are invited to get coached on the podcast. So make sure you can go look in the show notes below. Just click on the episode, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the God's Vibes Hotline. You can fill out that form and book a call. If you are inside Courage Co., we have several posts about this in there as well. So you can just click on the link to book that call inside Courage Co. And for those of you that don't know, Courage Co., you can access it, www.courageco.org, is a private community hosted on an app. So you can join us from your phone or you can join us from a desktop. And what we are doing in there is helping you live your most courageous and impactful story. In the world that we live in, we have so many reasons to be afraid, so many reasons to shrink back, so many reasons to just not freaking go for it. And that's not a fun way to live. And life gets harder that way. I love the quote that says, there's no greater pain than living with an untold story on the inside of you. And it's so true, right? We suffer more for the things that we don't do, for the things that we don't express, for the ways that we don't show up, more so than the cost it takes to actually show up. So many people in the world probably do, to some degree, count the cost of what it takes to go after a dream, but there's very few that actually count the cost of not going for it, okay? So just think about this for a second. Like, let's say that you are 75, let's say that you're 80, and you're looking back on your life and you're telling the story to your grandkids or to a young mentee of some kind about what you did. You're either talking to them about how you risked it and how you went for it, or how you couldn't find the resources, you couldn't make the time, you couldn't figure out how to make it happen and you didn't. Would you regret it? Would you be profoundly disappointed, or would you not care? Right? It's so important to count the cost of actually not going for things, not just the cost of going for them. Okay. And at the end of the day, what really matters? I just want to encourage you to think about that. That's not even the message, but you're welcome, whoever that was for. So today, first, before we dive in, join us. Okay. I really want to encourage you to join us. We have a low entry program relative to our other programs. It's called the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. And this program really is no joke. Okay. It will teach you how to walk by faith if you're not doing that, or if you've never done that before. Okay. And I'm somebody that didn't come from a legacy of faith. So my approach is not an expert. My approach is not as a pastor, my approach is not telling you what to do. My approach is giving you Bible and sharing what's worked and how you can apply this in your own life and get breakthroughs, okay? And how at the end of the day, you can have a relationship with God that you didn't know was possible. That's ultimately the goal of that program, and in 30 days. And there's people that are bravely, courageously stepping into this journey right now, and we're having so much fun. And what's a little bit different about this round is that it's live. So we're actually doing live coaching calls, which are awesome, because yes, we do cover the content, but we take it even further. So you're going to get something that's not in the videos, that's not in the trainings, that's not in the manuals, that's not in the workbook, okay? You're going to get real live impartation and encouragement, which is so valuable. So I just encourage you to plug in. When you register now, you also get a bonus workbook. Okay, so we've designed this off Rule and Reign, the Faith Walker manual, which you can get on Amazon. You can also go to julianapage.com/books and find it. Rule and Reign, the Faith Walker manual. So that's actually what this is based off of. But we did make an entirely new bonus journal that you don't have to pay for. Like, you literally get this mailed to you when you register. Then you get to be a part of the live coaching. And we have done this devotional style for those of you that feel like you're too busy or you got too much going on. You can do this in 15 to 30 minutes a day, okay? So we've done it to be devotional style so that you can get to it no matter what your life looks like. If you gotta listen in the car, answer it later. If you're gonna get up a little bit earlier to devote some time to this, spend some time before going to bed, whatever you gotta do, we're making it accessible for you. So make sure you join us. I don't know the next time we're gonna be doing this live, so if you want the live experience, now is the time. There's a link to join us in the show notes. Otherwise, you can join us by going to www.courageco.org and you'll see the 30 Days of Faith Walking program there as well. There's so much other goodness locked up into Courage Co that you discover along the way, really designed to meet you where you are. So you can join us for prayer calls. You can join us for virtual small groups every day of the week. You can join us for programs like the Faith Walking program. You can join our VIP mastermind. And there's so many other things that you can grow into over there. But it's designed to help you live your most courageous, impactful story. That means that you're really investing in your inner life so that the outer life can follow, right? What you have on the outside of your life is a reflection of what you've been thinking, what you've been believing, how you've been showing up in the world, what you've been creating, okay? So we help you get that right. We help you really grow spiritually, mature, walk in your authority, and help you develop your character. Very, very powerful group. And we make sure to be off social media so that you just have this safe space that you can go to with other like-minded individuals that can build you up, encourage you, and spur you on to good works in the world. I mean, come on. So come hang with us. We have a great time over in Courage Co. Okay, so something that I wanted to share with you all today is that it's time to get ruthless about your self-care, okay? But what I'm specifically gonna highlight about self-care is your soul care, okay? And for the sake of talking about this, the soul that I am talking about is your mind, your will, and your emotions, okay? I talk about this example a lot in the God's Vibes Mastermind. That's our VIP Mastermind program. We've called it and really coined the phrase Holy Spirit Boot Camp because that really is what it is. It is different for every person that encounters and interacts with that content, anyone who engages with these exercises and all the goodness that's in there. It's really powerful. We meet live every single week and have group coaching. It's a time, but it is work. And it's inner work with God is basically what's happening in there because so much of life is focused on outer goals and external outcomes. But again, we really need to devote a lot of time to our inner life. So in the mastermind, I touch on this a little bit in the 30 Days of Faith Walking program. I break down and distinguish the difference between being in a body, having a soul, and having a spirit, okay? So being in your body, being in your soul, and being in your spirit. I distinguish these separately so that you can get a different understanding. So I'm gonna do my best to explain it here without drawing all the diagrams that I like to draw, okay? So how the world is set up, you know, we talk a lot about energy and manifesting and all the things, but that's not what I'm going to be talking about here. But I hope to give you some understanding about why your soul is so important, okay? Because it's kind of like an in-between. So for the sake of this exercise, we are trained to live in our body. Our body is often called our flesh. It's also carnal, okay? So it's very sensitive to our environment and the things of the world. Culture, right? It's wanting instant gratification. It doesn't always know what's best for it. Like, our body is designed to be told what to do, okay? So we live in a body. Our body is this vehicle that we get to live in to experience life. And that's fun, right? But then we also have a soul, and our soul is made up of our innermost being. It is our mind and our ability to think, our ability to imagine and picture different images and visualize things. It's our ability to utilize logic and reasoning, right? We also have our mind, we have our will, and this is our ability to make decisions, to enforce decisions, okay? To decide what we are going to do, what we are not going to do, what we are for and what we are not for, okay? Then we also have our emotions, and our emotions are quite literally energy that we put into motion. They are feelings. They are how we get insight into what is happening inside of our heart. Okay, that makes up our innermost being. And then we also have our spirit. Okay, and the spirit is literally the spirit of God. This is where we can commune with God. Okay, the Holy Spirit reveals, right? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of God that resonates with our spirit, God's will, God's ways, God's desires. Okay, so what is designed to happen in terms of consciousness, right? When we're just moving around in our body, a lot of times we're just subconsciously moving around in our life. We're not paying attention to a whole lot. When we start journaling, when we start doing some self-reflection, when we start going to therapy, maybe when we hire our first coach, we start becoming aware of our insides. You know, we start becoming more accountable to how we're showing up, the impact that we're having on other people, how trauma has shaped our life or limited us in some way, how pain has changed us, how we have grown more resilient to different things, how we manage our mind and emotions or not, how we process different things that we've walked through and different experiences that we've walked through or not. We see that in our insides. And then we have this spirit too, which is where many people don't live from their spirit unless they have to. So a lot of times people come into relationship with God because nothing else has worked. They have this come to Jesus moment that's been coined, right? Where nothing else would work, and I hope God does, you know? So they start looking inward and they're starting to search for answers. They're starting to have a spiritual awakening, if you will. But being spiritually awake doesn't mean that you're awake to the things of God. It could just mean that you're spiritually awake and there's a lot of things happening in the spiritual, okay, or in the spirit realm. Okay, these are different realms. You've got like a physical realm, you've got a soul realm, and you've got a spirit realm, okay? So what's supposed to happen is our spirits, okay, the wisdom of God, the spirit of God is designed to inform our soul and help us to think like God, renew your mind to the mind of Christ, helping us process emotions and things that we're walking through, help us understand what is going on in our heart, because it's out of the heart, not out of the mind. It's out of the heart that all of the issues of life flow through. So when we have all of these issues flowing up, we start to pay attention to them from emotion. So maybe we're sad, maybe we're frustrated, maybe we're afraid, maybe we're anxious. That's showing us what's been stored up in our heart. Okay. And also what we're talking about is reflecting what's going on in the heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, okay? So we are saying what we're storing up in our heart. So our emotions are indicators of what is there. They're not good, bad, right, or wrong. We can feel them. We can become aware of what they are revealing to us, and that we can become more masterful at learning how to take that wisdom and apply it in our life, okay? So often what we are feeling in our heart, right? Like what our feelings are revealing is stored up in our heart is also how we're thinking as well. So if we're feeling afraid, how do you think you're going to think? If you're feeling frustrated, how do you think you're going to think? If you are feeling insecure, how are you going to think? And that could be coming out of an identity wound in your heart. If you don't have the right image of who you are in Christ, you're going to feel some kind of way about yourself, insecure, and you're going to be thinking what an insecure person thinks. With me? Now, according to the Spirit, right? Like if you're living according to the Spirit, right? You'll have potentially the right image on the inside. You'll know who you are in Christ, right? You'll operate and feel like one who is joyful and righteous and peaceful feels like, and you'll think like that. You'll think like God because you'll be renewing your mind every day to what is true. When you're renewing your mind to what is true, that is taking root in your heart, and then it's producing fruit in your innermost being. Okay, you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you get exposed to truth, it does something in your heart. The Holy Spirit reveals that word to you and it's changing your heart. It's healing your heart, okay? And then you express yourself differently because of that. So your spirit is designed to inform your soul, which is then designed to tell your body what to do, right? When you've got willpower, when you use this free will, this ability to be a powerful person that can make wise choices. When you make wise choices, your body will move towards wise things, right? When you make poor choices, your body is going to go after things that do not serve it, okay? So your spirit is meant to inform your soul, which is meant to direct your body. But often what's happening is your body and the things that you're influenced by in the world, okay, is infecting your soul and you don't even get to the truth or to your spirit at all. And then we wonder why we're confused or why we're stuck in life. Okay, so hopefully you can see, we break these down quite a bit, but hopefully you can get a picture of why your spirit is so important. Your spirit is meant to inform your soul and direct your body. Okay, but often we live with our body telling our soul what's up. So then we really have a doctrine of feelings or a doctrine of thoughts. We lean on our own understanding or we live our lives driven by our feelings. I don't feel like it. That person made me feel this way. No, they're not that powerful. You need to understand what that feeling is actually telling you about something that's probably going on in your heart, right? And the Spirit of God is meant to cleanse, purify, direct, guide, establish all of our steps, okay? Because the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And so we're meant to seek the kingdom first, and all the other things can be added unto us. As we seek God with all of our heart, we get the right understanding of who we are in Him. We get a picture of what we are designed to do and how we are designed to co-create with Him. And then we can direct our efforts towards that. But He gives us free will. He's not going to force us to do that. We get to choose, okay? So when I'm talking about soul care, I'm talking about you've got to be ruthless about prioritizing your soul care, about taking a look at what's going on in your mind, taking a look at what you're processing in your emotions, taking a good look at what's happening in your heart. What is going on with you? How are you doing, right? When we don't do this, we're worse off. We are easily moved and shaken. We are easily offended. We get caught up in the wrong battles. We're fighting battles that we were never designed to fight and that we're not going to win, right? And we waste and burn a lot of precious time, energy, emotion, all of the things, okay? So you've got to get ruthless about your soul care. And what this means is you have to prioritize it in your life. This is not something that, I'll get to it or, you know, when I have time. No, you make time. You make time. Like you make time to eat. You have to make time to feed your soul also, okay? So be ruthless about your soul care. Because here's the thing, if you make excuses for your limits, you will always stay in them. You will remain in your limitations if you make excuses for them. And the life we desire does not just happen. It just does not just happen, okay? We literally create it one day at a time, one step at a time, and one moment at a time. And what we focus on is what we feel and what we get. And what we fill ourselves with and what we feed on will be what we produce and what we reap a harvest of. Life is happening right now. You're not waiting for a future event. It is happening now, right? Tomorrow is not promised. We have today. What are you doing with today? How are you living? What are you feeding yourself with? And if you don't like the outflow in your life, the outcomes that you see, it is very much time to get real about your inflow. What are you putting in you? Okay, so an example of this, when you picture somebody watching TV, there's crazy statistics on this actually, but when you picture watching TV, here's what I learned. If you're not selective about what you watch, the television will determine your character. The television will determine who you are. And statistics tell us that the average person will spend more time watching television than anything else other than working and sleeping. When it's all added up, 10 years of our life will be had watching TV. 10 years. By the time a child graduates from high school, he will have watched 18,000 hours of television compared to 12,000 hours spent in school. Imagine what else could be mastered with those hours. So, case in point, right now there's a show that's out there called Love is Blind. I am willing to bet that people could tell me what is happening on that show right now, but they can't tell me how their soul is doing. Who do you think that is serving? Whose agenda do you think that is? How many hours did you put into watching that show? What did it add to your life? What did it teach you about love, God's love? How did it strengthen your soul or encourage you in any kind of way? What did it add to your life? Or did it actually suck life away, but it was entertaining, so maybe it was okay? The scripture says it's the thought life that pollutes us. So if we watch the wrong images, if we watch the wrong images, the wrong thoughts will follow. So a lot of us suffer in relationships because we get very bad programming from reality TV and romance shows and movies, right? If you watch the wrong images, the wrong thoughts will follow. And before long, you'll find yourself in temptation that could have been avoided if you'd just been disciplined in what you watched. And we have enough to overcome that we can't get away from. So we don't need to make it harder by putting any sort of unwholesome things in our mind. It's not hurting me. I'm strong. It's just entertainment. Well, yeah, it might be entertaining you, but it's filling you with all kinds of wrong values. And sooner or later, if you put trash in, somehow, some way, the trash is going to come out. It just will. So if you think about it this way, picture yourself like a high-performance vehicle, okay? It's not just an average vehicle. You are a high-performance, extremely valuable, incredibly talented, uniquely gifted person. How much better will you run? How much faster will you go? How much more full will your life be if you are selective as to what you put into your engine? Yeah, you can get by watching things that are questionable and listening to things that just drag you down and hanging around people that erode your values. Your car will run, but that's not how you reach your highest potential. And that's not how you become everything that God's created you to be and fulfill your destiny. That is not the way you do that. And when you put the right things in, not only will you avoid many problems, but you'll also avoid a lot of temptation and you might just enjoy your life. Think about that. You're sparing yourself so much pain. You're saving yourself so much time and energy by just exposing yourself to the right things. You are making life easier for you in that way. And when you think about life, right, having discipline, having boundaries, it's not because God is trying to keep you from something. It's because he's trying to get you to something or somewhere. So in other words, God's not trying to make your life miserable just by being super strict or telling you to follow a principle, right? He's saying that you can't watch that, you can't hang out with that person, you can't have any fun. It's not that at all. It's actually the opposite. If you will follow God's plan, if you will follow his purpose, if you will follow his principles, if you will build your life on the rock, right? If you will do things God's way, you will find more fun than you've ever had before because God knows how you're wired. He knows what fulfills you. And God will take you places greater than you've ever imagined. And he's trying to get you to an abundant, fulfilled, amazing life. Okay? And I think something that's really powerful to picture is the life of an eagle. Our life is often in the Bible compared to an eagle, right? And when you study the eagle, you find that its strength is actually found in its diet. Fascinating, right? So what's interesting is the eagle not eat anything that is dead. Right? Unless he's in captivity, the eagle, like other birds, let's say like the buzzard, the vulture, the crow, they will feed off of dead carcasses. And maybe if the eagle was in captivity, it might do that, but he won't eat it otherwise. So the eagle doesn't take the easy way out. He flies over the stream and looks for fish and he'll swoop down and get a salmon for dinner, okay? He's not gonna just feed on a dead carcass just laying there. And the scripture tells us that we're meant to do something similar. We're meant to mount up with wings, not as the buzzard, not as the vulture, not as the chicken, but with wings as eagles. And just like the eagle, our strength is going to be in our diet. Our strength is going to be what we're taking in. And you can't go around all day eating dead food and expect to be strong and healthy. Right? If you're putting trash in, no wonder you're foggy in your mind. No wonder you're moody and irritable. No wonder your hormones are out of whack. If you're dehydrated, no wonder you have muscle soreness and you're exhausted, right? The inflow is creating these things in your body and you're experiencing the symptoms. Also true, if you're hanging around people that gossip all the time, recognize that what they're feeding you is dead. Dead. If you're watching things that are questionable and unwholesome, you're eating dead food. And yes, you can survive eating that, but you're not going to become all God created you to be. So some of us just today would change our lives if we just changed our diet. Like our lives would literally go to a new level. So if you just make the decision to quit watching programs that are polluting your mind and causing you to compromise and do something different, engage your mind in something productive that's actually going to give you a return on investment. If you stop hanging out with people that are gossiping and getting around people that encourage you and challenge you to be the best that you can be in life, if you stop stirring up strife in your life and trying to make problems where there aren't any, right? If you'd quit eating so many dead things, you would see God's favor in a greater way. If you just give yourself an attitude adjustment, life would flow a lot better for you, right? But ultimately, you're going to become what you eat, right? You will see the outflow of whatever you are putting in. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to live to please people? Or am I going to live to please God? Am I going to be a buzzard and stay on the ground? Or am I going to be an eagle and soar? Don't sit inactive. If you're going to be an eagle, it's going to take more work and it's going to take being disciplined. It's going to take exercising self-control. It's going to take hard work and determination, okay? And some people around you, some people that you used to hang out with that you called friend but are really not a friend, if you actually investigated that, they might not understand. They might get upset. They might, but not everyone is willing to pay the price to be an eagle. So not everyone is going to get it. Not everyone will choose it. And you'll have to be okay with that. Yes, everyone will tell you that they want to soar. Everyone can fantasize about an awesome future, but how many people actually do what's required to step into it and walk in that thing? Everyone wants to soar, but not everyone is willing to deny their flesh and not feed off dead food. Okay, so bottom line is this, if you're going to soar with eagles, you can't hang out with the chickens. You can't sit inactive when you know something is not God's best. You have to be courageous, you have to be strong, and you have to rise up. And as leaders, we have to be ruthless about our soul care. We need to be selective with what we feed ourselves because our ears and our eyes are the gates to our soul. What we watch, what we listen to, who we associate with, that is constantly feeding us and teaching us something. For example, if you're on social media and you're listening to quote unquote all of the relationship experts, do you know if they are? What is the quality of the relationships that they have in their life? What is their track record? Really look at that. A lot of people that are giving you relationship advice should not be in that seat. Pay attention to who is feeding you and telling you what is right and what is wrong. Is it biblical? Is it sound wisdom? Does that lead to life? Today, more than ever, we have an opportunity to feed on the wrong things. We are inundated with information and distractions all day, every day. And if we put trash in, we are going to get trash out. Okay? That's just what's going to happen. Don't be surprised, right? If you're watching programs where people are constantly compromising, being unfaithful in relationships, don't be surprised if you find yourself in that situation. Or if you're watching people be dishonest, stabbing people in the back, doing whatever they want to get ahead, that's all going to be programmed into your subconscious mind. Little by little, it's becoming more and more acceptable. What's happening is it's desensitizing you, and you'll even get to a place potentially where you'll make excuses for it. You know it's wrong, but you'll excuse your way. So there's a proverb that says, only a fool feeds on trash. Don't be a fool. Just read Proverbs, actually. If you don't want to be a fool, read and do what's in Proverbs. It's really, again, the thought life that pollutes us, Okay. So if you want to have different outcomes, you have to evaluate what you've been putting on what you've been putting in your engine. What have you been exposing your mind to? Where have you been at emotionally? What have you been speaking? What is going on in your heart? Forward progress in your life is not going to happen by accident. It's going to take ownership and the courage to create the life you desire and not tolerate the one that you don't. Don't allow that. Don't allow that. And you'll know what is for you by what you allow, right? And what you don't allow. You get to set the boundaries of your life. All right, y'all. I hope this message blessed you. If you want support on your journey in investing in your soul care, it takes an incredible amount of courage to start doing that. And it seems like an upward journey, like you're just climbing up a mountain. So if you want support on this journey, Courage Co. is a great place to plug in. We have weekly virtual life groups. We have bi-monthly prophetic encouragement and prayer calls. We have different training programs, a VIP mastermind that is live, and we have ongoing support and encouragement that will help you truly reach new heights in your life. It really is like an inner gym or boot camp for your soul. So you can join us today, become a part of that community. It's www.courageco.org, and that will empower you to be an example of what's possible. I encourage you to listen to the God's Vibes Mastermind Marathon episode. That program is so powerful, and the community in there is truly unmatched. We have so much fun. There's so many testimonies and lessons of what's happening in there and how God is moving. So you are welcome to be a part of that. I also have, by request, opened up a few spots on my calendar. So if you want to work together one-on-one, you can email my team, info@julianapage.com, to jump on the calendar. We will email you details of what coaching together will look like, and then you can decide if that's a fit for you in this season. So you can email info@julianapage.com and put Coach with Juliana in the subject line. All right, everybody, until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results.
gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.